And would you say that these sensitivities have changed since you started teaching apartheid?
I think we've experienced an interesting shift in the past few years. So I've only been teaching this for 7 years, but I would say from the beginning, the thing that maybe was quite intimidating was race was seen as a controversial issue to talk about, not as bad as it has been in the past, but it was still this colorblind society that we were trying to advocate. So why would you talk about race and racism? And then we saw that there was a lot more confidence talking about it after obviously 2020, the reemergence of Black Lives Matter. But what we're experiencing now is that counter to that. And what we're experiencing is a lot of talk about things like culture wars. We obviously saw the recent race report, which tried to argue that there's no institutionalized racism in Britain. And I think what this does is it might make history teachers more nervous in being quite open in discussing racism in this context. And I think it's just about trying to make sure that we don't shy away from that, and we just make sure that we have our facts in order, our references to historians and pieces of work, so that they can't argue that we're being anti-British or advocating anti-racist ideas in a negative sense.
It's interesting to think about those shifts and what teachers need to do to feel confident to teach about race and racism.